Well, here's a natural energy you've heard about before. But here we go again. It's Back to the Future for an effective medical treatment used extensively and effectively in these United States from 1934 through the early 1950s. Gee. Wow, 70 to 80 years ago? What's meant by Back to the Future? Well, in April 2016, researchers from Harvard and Guangxi Medical University in China published a research review titled Ultraviolet Blood Irradiation. Is it time to remember the cure that time forgot? Now, please notice the words the cure. Yeah, the cure that time forgot. These researchers wrote, ultraviolet blood irradiation, sometimes abbreviated as UBI, was extensively used in the 1940s and 1950s to treat many diseases, including septicemia, which means dying of an overwhelming infection, pneumonia, tuberculosis, arthritis, asthma, and even polio. However, with the development of antibiotics, the use of UBI, which wasn't patentable, patented run out if there ever was one, the use of UBI declined, and it is now called the cure, again underlined cure, that time forgot. If we read about UBI in medical journals from those forgotten times, and by the way, they are in the library, folks. You can even find them online. We learn that UBI, ultraviolet blood irradiation, was reported effective not only for infections, but for other things too. Here's some titles. The Control of Acute Thrombophlebitis with Ultraviolet Blood Irradiation. Acute thrombophlebitis? Inflammation and clots in the veins? Not with a so-called blood thinner, but with ultraviolet blood irradiation? Yep, that's the title, and it worked too. Recovery from botulism coma following ultraviolet blood irradiation. Hey, there's no patent medicines for that. Ultraviolet blood irradiation therapy in non-healing wounds. And ultraviolet blood irradiation in apparently intractable bronchial asthma. But let's get back to the Harvard and Guangxi University reports about UBI eliminating infections. Here's another quote from that report. Low and mild doses of ultraviolet kill microorganisms by damaging the DNA. Hey, I think we all know about that. Leave something moldy out in the bright sun if it ever reappears here in the Seattle area. And guess what? The something moldy dies. Mm-hmm. While any DNA damaged in host cells, and that's the people cells, can be rapidly repaired by DNA repair enzymes. With the recent emergence of bacteria that are resistant to all known antibiotics, UBI, ultraviolet blood irradiation, should be more investigated as an alternative approach to infections and as an immune-modulating therapy. Well, like I mentioned, we all know that ultraviolet light kills germs on surfaces, including skin surfaces. But even in medical and nursing schools, it's rarely mentioned that in the late 1930s and early 1940s, medical journals published reports from universities, hospitals, and even a few clinics all around these United States telling us that ultraviolet blood irradiation, also called UBI, could effectively treat a whole variety of infections, and not only that, viral as well as bacterial infections. Aren't antibiotics that kill viruses, and the stuff that does kill viruses have all kinds of interesting side effects, but ultraviolet blood irradiation does it without adverse effects. Imagine that. Okay, here's one example. In 1942, Professor George Miley at Hahnemann Hospital in Philadelphia, which was associated with Hahnemann University, by the way, reported using UBI on 103 patients with life-threatening infections. Yes, that's life-threatening infections. At that time, antibiotic treatment was barely getting started. The only antibiotics available were sulfa drugs, so the large majority of these patients usually died. Dr. Miley classified the patients as early infection, moderately advanced infection, and moribund, which in English means close to death. The diagnoses included sepsis, infection throughout the body, septic abortion, which just means badly infected abortion, peritonitis, pneumonia, abscess in the appendix, pelvic abscess, wound infection, and similar conditions. He treated all of them with ultraviolet blood irradiation and reported that all 20, that's 100%, of the early infection individuals recovered. 46 of 47, that's all but one, of the moderately advanced, they're well into the infection, recovered. And 17 of 36, which is a little less than half of the nearly dead, otherwise known as moribund, individuals fully recovered. Yes, it's right there in the reports. Ultraviolet blood irradiation began right here in Seattle in the 1920s. That's why the patent had run out by the time the antibiotics arrived. So anybody could do it without charging patent fees. Scientist Emmett Knott knew that sunlight and UV light was being used to successfully treat infectious diseases of the skin. Dr. Knott reasoned that if skin infections could be treated by ultraviolet radiation to the skin, blood infections and other inside-the-body infections might be cured by irradiating the blood. Knott built equipment that would remove a small amount of blood volume, anticoagulate it, expose it to ultraviolet blood irradiation and using ultraviolet B and C, and then pump it back into the body. His first report on the success of this treatment was published in 1934, which means that if it was patented, why, the patent ran out by 1954. And isn't it interesting how the healthcare so-called industry, well, it actually is an industry, is more interested in the patent than the patient? Once the patent runs out, here comes a new patent medicine. Can't use the old one anymore, even if it worked. Because we got to have a new one. Because once the patent runs out, now we can sell generic, and that's a lot cheaper. We can't have that, so let's move on. It's the patent in healthcare industry, not the patient. Okay, well, back to UVBI. How is UVBI done? Approximately 300 cc's of blood, which is 5 to 7% of the total blood volume for adults, not a big deal, is removed, and while it's being removed, it's irradiated by ultraviolet light, and then it's put right back into the person. It's the person's own blood. This can be done just once or repeated a number of times, depending on the seriousness of the condition being treated. Adverse effects are very rare. Dr. George Rebick of Shadyside Hospital in Pittsburgh reported, quote, "There have been no signs of harmful effects in approximately 4,000 blood irradiation treatments under my direct supervision at Shadyside Hospital in the past 5 years." That's 4,000 treatments. Compare that to the TV commercials which tell you all about the wonders of the newly patented medicine and then tell you a whole bunch of bad things it can do to you, including drop dead. No signs of harmful effects in approximately 4,000 blood irradiation treatments under my direct supervision at Shadyside Hospital in the last 5 years. Oh, my goodness. Even though UVI was being done at Virginia Mason Hospital, no kidding, look it up, in the 1940s, I don't think they're doing it anymore. I didn't think they cared as much about patents. How about effectiveness, Virginia Mason? At present, Tama Clinic is the only one in our area using this treatment. If you have a bacterial or viral infection, or perhaps a severe, also called intractable, problem with asthma, a non-healing wound, or thrombophlebitis, which again in English is inflammation with a clot in a vein, and would prefer not to take another series of antibiotics or a blood thinner or some other patented thing, consider ultraviolet blood irradiation. Think about it, folks. In the healthcare industry, it's the patent, not the patient. Ultraviolet blood irradiation, 4,000 treatments by Dr. George Rebick. No harmful side effects. And it works. Yes, you do have to have a doctor and some skilled technicians doing it for you, but it still works with minimal, if any, side effects.